I guess we should talk a little about Justin Timberlake at the United Center, too.
Yeah,
huh?
he was Friday night at UC. I spent the weekend outside of Soldier Field signing autographs for people who thought that I was Billy Joel.
Yeah, I was looking at Billy on stage, and I was thinking, yeah, that's Dean.
Yeah, I can definitely see it, too. Definitely see it. I was selling merchandise. I made a killing. And I hear it was a great show. I know it was sold out. Didn't he and Stevie Nicks do Stop Dragging My Heart Around together?
During Stevie Nicks' opening set, he came walking out on stage, and it was a great moment.
Yeah, that's very cool. Justin Timberlake also had an amazing show, from what I am told. I wasn't able to get to either of those. But he put on a great show. Fans were so thrilled. And the moment of the night is when he stopped the show and thanked all of his fans for their support. He said on stage that it was a tough week. This was his first public appearance since his DWI arrest last week in Long Island, in New York. And he said, we've all grown up together. We've been there for each other. But, you, meaning the audience, have definitely been there for me. And I can't thank you enough. He actually seemed to get emotional on stage as well, wiping tears away while he was talking about it. So seemed to have been pretty profoundly moved by the whole thing.
There's also... Oh, Willie Nelson, yeah, what happened to him before we move on?
Yeah, we don't know.
His shows?
We don't know, but we know that he canceled. He was supposed to do three shows at the Outlaws Music Festival over the weekend, and he canceled all three of those shows. Doctor's orders. Doctor said that he had to sit it out. He had to rest for a little while. They did not give any specific details, although his people are saying that they expect him to make a quick recovery, and they expect him to be at his next scheduled performance, which will be Wednesday at a festival in Virginia Beach. Willie Nelson is 91 years old.
Wow.
And he loves being on the road again.
Yes, he does.
As the song goes. He said he enjoys it. He loves it. He wouldn't think of stopping. Let's all hope that this was just a temporary little speed bump for him, and that he'll be back up there again and always on our mind.
Yes, and if you ever have a chance to go into the one of his trailers, his dressing room.
Oh boy,
it smells pretty good in there.
Oh boy,
I was in there once a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Did you want to eat Fritos when you left? Fritos and garlic dip.
Exactly,
when you left?
Yeah. A lot of people, I guess, went to the movies, too, over the weekend, huh?
Sure did. And everybody went to see Inside Out 2. It is now the most successful film of the year so far. It took in another $100 million over the weekend, second weekend out for the film. The total that it's taken in globally now is $724 million. So that passes up Dune Part 2, which was the biggest movie of the year up until this past week. So this movie is doing gangbusters business. Bad Boys Ride or Die remains in second place with $19 million in. The Bike Riders debuted at number 3 for the weekend, followed by a tie for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and also the Garfield movie.
It seems like the movie theater business is bouncing back a little bit. Is that right?
It's becoming, they were worried about what summertime was going to be, which is normally, pre-COVID was always, enormous. When the summer movies would come out, and nothing was catching on until Bad Boys came out, and that did fairly well. And now this Inside Out movie is just completely revitalized everything, and is making money like crazy. I'm telling you, you put a kids movie out there, and people will take their kids to the movies. This happens to be a pretty good movie, but even when the movies are not that good, when they're for the kids, people like taking their kids and, you know, they get a couple of hours of rest, you know, from chasing them around, I guess, something. But it is turning out to be a good movie summer so far.
Dean, let's talk about Taylor Swift and her London concert.
Oh, my gosh. It's talk about, you know, Swifty fever. They're going crazy in London. She did three shows at Wembley Stadium, which would be, you know, like three sold-out shows at Soldier Field. And everybody came for these shows, most notably Prince William, bringing his son and also his daughter to the shows. Princess Charlotte, Prince George and Prince Charlotte, and Prince William. But I think Prince William may have enjoyed it more than the kids did. There was some video that somebody shot of, you know, the, I don't know if the royal press box or the, you know, like a VIP area where Prince William was going crazy dancing to the song Shake It Off. So he was
nice,
really enjoying the show. Sir Paul McCartney came to the show. Tom Cruise, Hugh Grant, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, Peter Gabriel, John Bon Jovi, Liam Hemsworth, among others. There's a video of all of them dancing and just having the best time. They're all Swifties, it turns out. And, you know, these shows, you know, were fantastic. The big headline from last night, the final night, at least for now, in London, was that Travis Kelce joined Taylor Swift on stage for one of the songs. He's been at many of the shows for the Eras Tour, as it's called, but he's never gone on stage before. But last night, he dressed up in a tuxedo and top hat, and there's a moment during the song that's called I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, where one of the dancers normally, who's in top hats and tail, carries Taylor out onto the stage. But this time, it was Travis doing it. And they, you know, they did a little, you know, a little bit of a dance together before he stepped off. But the crowd went wild when they realized that it was Travis who was actually there for the show. Just to show the power of Taylor Swift, since Taylor Swift has been in London for these three nights of tours, Travis Kelce has gained 73,000 Instagram followers.
Wow.
Just, you know, just by being the boyfriend. And maybe even more since last night. We haven't heard since last night, since he appeared on stage also. But it's going crazy. And she's got five more shows at Wembley Stadium this coming August. She's continuing her tour in Dublin and in Germany, and she's going to bounce around Europe for a little while. But in August, she's going to come back to Wembley Stadium. Five shows. I'd be shocked if they weren't sold out. They love Taylor Swift in London, very, very clearly.
But the question is, does Dave Grohl love Taylor Swift?
Well, that's a whole other thing, because he is also appearing in, was appearing in London over the weekend. And he was doing his show, and he at one point he started talking about Taylor Swift also being in town with her Eras tour. He said, "We call our show the Errors Tour because we actually play live."
Oh, Foo Fighters getting at Taylor.
Yeah, well, they're looking for a Foo fight. apparently. And insinuating that Taylor Swift's band does not play live, which they do, by the way. But last night, Taylor Swift obviously heard about all of this and went out of her way to say that the band was playing live for 3.5 hours during the show. But Dave Grohl, I love you and everything, but You are a marked man now, my friend. You do not make fun of Taylor Swift and live to tell the story.
He's a gutsy guy.
Yeah.
Tell us about Lily Gladstone.
Yeah, Lily Gladstone is the actress who burst onto the scene last year when the movie Killers of the Flower Moon came out. She is the Native American actress that did such an amazing job in this movie, opposite Robert De Niro, opposite Leonardo DiCaprio, with Martin Scorsese directing. She did not win the Academy Award, but a lot of people thought that she certainly was going to, and she's got a new movie that's out now that's on will be on Apple TV Plus starting on Friday, called Fancy Dance, about a woman who helps her niece track down the niece's mom, her sister. And they were able to talk with Lily on a Zoom chat last week. And I was just curious what her life was like post-Flower Moon.
Can you even describe for me how life-changing the last year of your life has been?
I mean, it has definitely felt like a year. It was bookended by started at Cannes and ended at Cannes. So it definitely had a place to mark the time passage, and it definitely felt like a year. I'm so grateful that with the year I had, because of Killers of the Flower Moon, and because of the way that Killers of the Flower Moon, I think, really helped shift an audience, a broader audience's perspective, and opened a space for a broader audience to really fall in love with Indigenous women and their stories and their families. There's at least two or three, yeah, I'll take a pictures with you every time I leave the house now.
Yeah, so this new movie called Fancy Dance, it's going to be on Apple TV Plus starting on Friday.
More things to watch, or more things to tie up our DVR that we can never have time to watch.
Yeah, something to do in the air conditioning.
We need that. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.